Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Sometimes you look at somebody and then you just get an idea in your head. I look at the judge in the Trayvon Martin Zimmerman case and I just imagine like stink, the smell of a public bathroom. I don't know. I was just looking at her and I was watching a video of her during the break before last, and it's just like, you know, that overwhelming drive to not want to be around somebody. And it's not that she's an older woman, a little bit overweight. I don't care how she looks. It's like the spirit of her, the weak power trip. What do you call somebody that finishes last at the bottom of their law school classes? You call them Your Honor. Your Honor. These people aren't honorable. They're dishonorable. We're going to be talking about that Judge and Zimmerman case. Pressured by Obama administration, bizarre outburst against Zimmerman suggest prejudice. That's right, judicial prejudice. There's many types of prejudice, folks, not just about race or religion or region. Real prejudice is usually economic. You know, where the bankers are above the law and don't pay taxes, stuff like that. And then lobby to have your taxes raised. You know, real prejudice. That's why they want to divert you all day with what color somebody's skin is. Until racist groups are coming after you and you have to respond to them racially. They force you into this. And it goes, they play all different angles, all different sides of it. It's just unbelievable. Let's go to phone calls and then I'll get into all that news. Nick, in Australia, the land down under. You got some big bunny rabbits over there, buddy.
Hey, mate, how are you?
Good, sir. Welcome. Thank you for holding.
No worries. I just really wanted to quickly talk about, I guess, the things from an education point of view for listeners and trying to, I suppose, open people's eyes up. You've been touching on it a lot lately, referring to the police and other government agencies as organized crime. Really good article that's worth reading by Charles Tilley. Watermaking and state making is organized crime. I think it really sums it up and just helps people better.
Yeah, I think I've read references out of that book. What's the name again?
It's War Making and State Making as Organized Crime. It's just a scholarly article. It's not actually a book.
That's why I thought I'd read that. Yeah, I've read it.
Yeah.
War Making and State Making. Yeah, that's why I was saying I'd read excerpts.
I guess the point I'm really trying to make is just, I suppose I try to open as many people's eyes as possible, but people are reluctant to think of things as the conspiracy theory type of stuff, so I try to...
Well, it's basically like telling a kid, don't worry, there's no bad men in the world. You're lying to them. The public believes in Santa Claus but doesn't believe in tyranny when it's the history of the world. And they're like, huh, you're saying there's powerful groups that do bad things. Ha, 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 it's so ridiculous. I mean, it's like saying, this guy says the sun came up. Ha, ha, tell me another one. Oh, man, that's crazy.
So I guess another couple of really good websites. One I found just really sums up the history of the Rothschild family. It's a really good one for people that, I guess, aren't as educated and just people that are interested in history. If they read this, there's a lot of historical facts that are in there.
Sure, what's the site?
It's got the French Connection and the history of the House of Rothschild, and it sort of starts probably at the very beginning. I don't know.
Very, very, very interesting. All right. Well, thank you so much for that call from Australia. And we're going to go to, when we come back from break, we're going to go to Scott, Will, Dave, Shane, and others, uncensored live. We're not screening your phone calls. And I like these callers. They're just getting right to their point. And the true diversity of it is absolutely spectacular. So we will come right back after this quick breaky, and we will go to Pepsi, cancer, and Trayvon, etc. Because you want to tell us what you want to talk about, you know, it gives us an idea, but you don't need to. A lot of people tell us one thing, thinking they'll get on air if it's about that, when we just go to the calls in the order they're received. 800-259-9231. Since they're going to bring that up, will you actually bring up the article from last week about Pepsi and others having massive carcinogens in them that they're not going to take out for a while? They're just saying, you know, it's good for you. It's good to die. It's good to...
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hour number two. I'm going to continue with phone calls and the grab bag, wild card, different issues you raise. Then I'm going to get into the Zimmerman case because, you know, I've not talked about this as much as other shows. It's a very hot topic. Articles we write about it get, you know, 7,000 comments instead of 500. Articles we write about it get, some of them, a million readers instead of our average article getting 20,000 readers. I mean, it's crazy. And Watson's been following it, and so has the rest of my crew, just because now it's obvious they're trying to railroad Zimmerman. And the idiots out there that get so racially programmed that, because when I cover this, I get emails, I get calls from white liberals, black folks, you name it, going, you must be a racist. You know, that crackerhead, you know, is an idiot. Blah, blah, blah. Look, Zimmerman, they had a bunch of break-ins in the area. And you know, you see a young guy with a hood on nowadays. People get paranoid. And I wouldn't have followed him around with a gun. And it was stupid. He was negligent. But they're now coming after him for child abuse, folks. They're now trying to lessen the charge down to manslaughter because it's clear that there's all these witnesses that he was on top of him beating him. and you know, screaming the N-word at Zimmerman. And then the media, Zimmerman looks really Asian to me, not even so much Hispanic. But he is, you know, his dad's white, as you call it. And my whole issue is, I mean, I've really started to follow it and look at it, and this is crazy. The police chief says we were basically ordered to arrest him and you know, set him up. The police chief's out admitting that, left over it because he had a conscience. We're now got all these witnesses that Trayvon jumped on top of him, and the judge is excoriating him and trying to tell him what to do versus his lawyers. That's a mistrial, folks, when the judge gets involved with the client and their lawyers, and the judge acts like this. This is a mistrial. This is a miscarriage of judgeship. And all the lawyers are saying, wow, we've never seen this before. Well, that's because I've done a little bit of studying just the basic law, and the judge has prejudiced the case, is what it's called. And it's a mistrial right there. You hear about mistrials all the time? It's because they allow in evidence that isn't true or was inadmissible, or the prosecutor goes too far and makes something up or might be made up. I mean, it's a done deal. And now this judge is saying, hey, we can go to manslaughter now because, you know, it's going to be hard to get the murder. It's just unbelievable. This is unbelievable that they want to put him in jail, and you've got the Justice Department on record running around. Well, I said I covered the bottom of the arc. I've got like three stacks of news. I want to go over systematically and get all the facts exactly straight, but they are railroading this guy. It turns out his best friend is black. It turns out, you know, a bunch of his family are Hispanic and on the police force, and they call him Jorge. And notice the media, NPR this morning, said, our reporter John Bowne wrote it down when he heard it this morning. They said, George Zimmerman is a racist. Sure, he has a Hispanic mother, but he's a white Hispanic. It's like, well, he's white, so he's bad. And there's all these racial murders of whites where, you know, 11-year-old kid, a black lady, grabs him for no reason and ties him up and kills him with a blowtorch over an hour, burning his eyeballs out. And that's not racial attack. Or black guys drag a white bum to death and it doesn't even make the news, but a black guy gets drugged to death and it's international news and all this stuff. And again, it's all about keeping blacks and Hispanics and others in a racial paradigm with the Democratic Party where that's the group that represents them. You see, before, the Democratic Party represented the racist sections of the South, and that was it, and the Ku Klux Klan. The Ku Klux Klan had, what was it, 300,000 Klansmen march, his famous photos, in the 20s to D.C. I mean, Senator Byrd was elected as a Grand Dragon. So they looked at the demographics. They always had done things racially. So they looked at the demographics, and they said, okay, well, now we'll just bring in all these other groups, make them racial. We'll even have the Ford Foundation fund them and call it RAZA, which means the race. And you look at these black groups, these Hispanic groups, they are Hispanic and black Ku Klux Klan. It is the exact same tribal. All the Klan means is a tribal group. I saw articles where they're talking about taking references to Scottish clans out in textbooks because people might think it's racist. Well, that just means the tribal groups of Scots that then the Ku Klux Klan use that term. It just shows how dumb people are. Like, words scare them. Like the word homosexual, if you use it, you get arrested in England. I'm not joking. BBC reporters have been arrested. Look it up, Robin Page. My point here is that they want you only to identify with racial issues and that type of discrimination or religious so they can play us off and infight us, while the real discrimination is economic. Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Google, Apple, General Electric pay zero tax in most cases. Google brought some of the money back in the U.S. It was like, what, 3% last year? Folks, the average business isn't even allowed to take those loopholes. You'll be arrested. The average business pays 40% federal tax. pays all the corporate tax. I've had other lawyers and accountants look at it. I'm paying, of any so-called money we keep, I decided just not ever keep any. I'll just totally just throw everything at the New World Order just because I want to defeat them anyways. That the way they've got it all actuaried out now, I pay over 70% taxes one way or another. Look at France. Some people pay 100% now. People won't believe it. Type in France now pays 100%. It's NBC News. 100%. 100! But then the socialists that came out are all exempt and have Swiss bank accounts. It's a mafia. They're like, why would they take 100? Because, what's a gangster that robs your house going to take? They'll take everything if they can get it in their van. How much are you going to take? I'll take everything. Take everything, including your life. Boom! And why do you do that? Because they like to kill people. Well, the smarter gangsters run the government. And they sit back, folks. Now, there it is. French tax soars over 100%. That's Forbes. I guess NBC said 200. I guess it's over 100. Sorry, it's worse than I said. I mean, you say something like 100% tax, and it doesn't sound real. It was 80, by the way, before the socialists got in. The conservatives only want 80% tax. And then everybody works for the government or select corporations that are exempt. So that's real discrimination. By the way, I have an article here. I'm going to get to this. I said I'd go to your calls. I'm going to get to this when I get to the news. 60%+ of abortions in Florida are of blacks and Hispanics, and it's the same similar numbers. I have the numbers on Texas today. For whatever reason, this stuff got stuck in my stack. I'm glad the guys printed it. You're not going to have black folks waving Skittles around about 52% of their people never seeing outside their mother's womb. I've actually before had groups of racist blacks around me when I'm doing a report one time in East Austin. Actually, most folks were actually listening, but a few guys were saying, oh, look, it's Alex and his cracker ass was the term. I was like, what about abortion? And they're just laughing, going, oh, you're racist, blue-eyed devil. And I was like, okay. So, and then they're like, well, there are too many people. I need to get mine. And that was the quote to me. And the establishment was like, yeah, go ahead, just kill everybody. See, they don't care. But it's the same, white people, black people, whatever. Everybody's being dumbed down. Everybody's being just turned into these crazy people that like are in competition with each other, but then won't stand up together against tyranny, which is a smart thing to do. That's a quote of what I was told. The other time, say how long ago this was, I was at a McDonald's meeting some people, and I was actually eating McDonald's. It was like 12 years ago, down on the drag off Guadalupe Street at that McDonald's. I'm outside waiting for a reporter. It was a reporter to come meet me. The Daily Texan. In fact, I think actually they just got there, and the Daily Texan, it was a girl, was there. See, I talk about a story, and then it all starts coming back. And these two black guys walk by, and they look, intelligent and well kept and everything, which makes it even sadder that people are this. So when you see some Klan guy going, you're like, well, that's just an idiot. These guys look pretty smart and well dressed and everything, and they looked over and they said, you blue-eyed devil, we're going to get you. And I went, excuse me. I said, I want everybody to have a future. And they're like, yeah, right, racist. So see, now I've already gone off on the Trayvon Martin thing. I'm going to take a bunch of calls, then I'll get into this news and all the rest of it. It's just sick. I want those guys to have a future and have freedom. I don't want black people drinking sodium fluoride. I don't want white people, anybody else. I look at children. When I'm out of a restaurant and I see little black kids or white kids or mixed kids or whatever kids, and I think those are humans I want to have a future. And when a little kid looks in my eyes who hasn't been taught tribalism and racism yet, they're sweet little children with innocent souls, and it hurts me because I want them to have freedom, and I don't want them to be destroyed. And I want to go over and tell their parents, and I do it now. To the point of my wife, God bless her, she goes, do you ever stop? I'll go over and say, hi, how's your meal going? They're like, what, are you the maitre d'? I'm like, no, I know she has children. Are you vaccinating them? Because you ought to read the insert. Usually people are thankful just for the human interaction. I'm hurt by that. Not in a guilty white way, being called a white devil, blue-eyed devil, but that I can see the whole programming, the whole thing. from start to finish where it's all going. Hey, blacks, everybody, why don't you organize to stop the abortions? You won't do that. What about those little kids getting chopped up, huh? You're not going to help them, are you?
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Bill Carroll here for Blue Tax. Just because the IRS says you owe them a lot of money, are you just going to do what? Throw your hands up in the air and write a check? What are you doing? You got to fight this stuff. Here's what you need to do. Make a free call to Blue Tax right now. Get a second opinion. You got to do at least that. 800-501-7730. Don't let the IRS push you around with collection calls and bank liens and levies and property seizures. Let Blue Tax share some stories about people like you that were being harassed by the IRS and didn't owe what they were told initially. Or they'll tell you stories about how they stopped all IRS collection actions the same day, or how they helped set up installment agreements or got debts reduced through the proper submission of an offer and compromise. Call Blue Tax right now. It's a free call, totally free, and it can save you a fortune. And get the IRS off your back today. Blue Tax, you can trust them to help you here. Call Blue Tax now at 1-800-501-7730. That's 800-501-7730. One last time, 800-501-7730, or visit BlueTax.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You can eliminate inflammation and pain. You can eliminate constipation or irritable bowels. You can flatten your tummy without exercises, and you can make your complexion clearer and more youthful. You can feel good from the inside out. Find out that as far back as 1749, what was able to reverse one man's death sentence and open up 160 spas to dispense this life-giving food. Call 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
Summer is here, and nothing looks better than tan skin and white teeth. Hi, I'm Jonathan Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs. And if you want to have whiter teeth in 5 minutes, then try clinically proven Power Swabs. Power Swabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Better yet, it removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers. Power Swabs is so effective that thousands of professional dentists have used it nationwide. And now you can try it without paying a visit to the dentist. Call to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes, risk-free. Plus, get free shipping and handling by calling now. 1-800-668-6916. That's 1-800-668-6916. I guarantee your friends, family, and coworkers will love your new summer white smile. Get your risk-free order at 1-800-668-6916. That's 1-800-668-6916.
You take a mortal man and put him in control.
Then he hires a million control freaks, and the tyranny starts to roll. Dave Mustaine bringing us in.
Watch people's heads roll.
Shout out to Dave. He told me he was listening today. Sent me a text earlier, so I'm glad that he came up in the lineup with the computer to play a little Megadeth vintage for you here. Just like the Pied Piper. Let the rats loose. Yeah, that was a false flag. You know that, right? Yeah. Pied Piper released the Al-Qaeda forces. I mean the rats. So there could be a symphony of destruction. He acting like a robot.
Acting like a robot.
Let's go ahead and go to Scott in Connecticut. Thanks for holding, Scott. You're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
It's an honor speaking to you. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, listen, I just wanted to say thanks for telling me about the Pepsi. I've been angry ever since because I got cancer a couple of years ago. Now it's in remission. Prostate cancer. And I know everybody out there, you had an article by Paul Watson. And everybody's afraid to say, yeah, I don't even know how I got it. Nobody knows why we got this prostate cancer.
Well, that's because they are bum rushing us with hundreds of deadly chemicals. Actually, it's thousands, but that sounds like an exaggeration. On average, they put over 200 from the studies we've seen. We've covered this in Plague Newscast. Chemicals in the water, toxic waste that you have to pay to dump. You pay, calling it a medical additive, forced medicating with the fluoride. Mercury, lead, arsenic, barium, the list goes on and on. And, yeah, here it is, ABC News. Group finds carcinogen in Pepsi products. This was actually in Natural News and stuff before it was there. This wouldn't even be in the Associated Press and ABC News if alternative media didn't see the reports from the groups and then force them to cover it. See, that's why they hate our guts, is we force this stuff out. But continuing, environmental group finds carcinogen in Pepsi, and Pepsi says they might get it out next year, maybe never. I mean, and what they found, it was seven times deadly levels. But, I mean, what's the big deal? I mean, you know, nobody should discuss why cancer in children's up over 10,000% on average, or why other adult cancers are up on average over 3,000%, or why lung cancer, it was up sevenfold in women. ABC News, I saw that like a decade ago, that even though smoking went down, lung cancer exploded in North American women. But let's not discuss why everybody's dying. Come on, man. Just don't you want to? I mean, sure, the New World Order brags in books they're doing it on purpose, but they're killing you slowly and softly. What's wrong with that? And sucking all the money out of you in the medical system. What's wrong with that?
All I can say is thank you. I got my PatriotSupply.com seeds cooking up. Growing away right in front of me.
Well, you're awesome. And, listen, let me ask you a question. What type of cancer did you have?
Prostate cancer, and it's in remission, they say, you know, $90,000 later, you know, that they kicked me off the insurance plan. And so prostate cancer, they said, you know?
Yeah, well, more than this chemical in the Pepsi that's linked to that as well, as you mentioned, it's the bisphenol A is a tumor grower. And so if we wonder why we lead the world in breast cancer, I mean, by thousands of percentile, folks, you look it up. U.S. leads the world in breast cancer, and it's only increasing. They're saying half of American women by 2020 will have it or have had it, and then it only goes up from there. And they're saying 40% of Brits by 2020 will have some form of cancer. I mean, they're killing it. And soon it'll be everybody's got it, except all the elite. They'll be behind robots and troops going, killed you. I appreciate your call. God bless you. And again, that's why I get so upset, folks, is it's just like, I know this is all real. I know it's their plan. They've written books how they're doing it. And I got to drive home through just 50 police cars and checkpoints and, you know, just cops everywhere and just bugging their eyes out at me. Because, of course, they work for a government that's murdering everybody and stealing organs and everything else. And they're trying to get the cops to be even worse. They're trying to make them be crazy thugs. They're trying to get them to be out of control. And they're having trouble, but they're trying. I mean, look, you ask how far the tyrants will go, as far as you let them. Thomas Jefferson was asked, what is the level that tyrants will grow towards? And he said, the exact level the public allows them to. It's like asking if you jump in a big pit of starving piranhas with cuts all over you. Well, how much will the piranhas eat? They'll eat every scrap of meat off your bones. They'll eat your joints. And you're like, but the piranhas. They're like, but piranhas don't exist. And he's like, there's no New World Order. There's no corrupt bad groups. They're not doing that. The NSA not spying on me. There's no new, and you're like, I'm just going to go along with it. Then it'll be nice to me. like the women that see coyotes in public parks and lay down crying. The coyote goes, well, I better eat.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com. Yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we are back live. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to continue with your phone calls right now. 800-259-9231. By the way, it's in at InfoWarsHealth.com first. We have Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0, the ultimate multivitamin mineral complex, citrus peach fusion with a 8,000 total ORAC per serving score. Nothing's got that. 90 essential minerals, vitamins, nutrients, trace elements, and even more. Essential cofactors, amino acids, probiotics, prebiotics, antioxidants, trace minerals, whole foods. It is there. It is available, ladies and gentlemen, right now at InfoWarsHealth.com. And we'll punch that site up for people. But you can also continue to get the old Beyond Tangy Tangerine, which most of it is organic, but it's so hard with hundreds of ingredients to get them all certified. So it's not certified organic non-GMO. Oh, this is certified non-GMO as well, not just organic. So it has both. But you can still get the old Beyond Tangy Tangerine complete multivitamin mineral complex at InfoWarsHealth.com. There's also a phone number there on the site at InfoWars Health for anybody that wants to call it and be able to get any of their questions answered. The phone number is 888-789-9277, 888-789-9277. And your purchase of the 400-plus longevity products that are available for everything you can imagine, the very best is what they've developed and the companies they bought as well. When they like something, they go out and buy it. It's a big company, folks. Been around for 16 years, but the incarnation before that, a decade or more, so 20-something years. The point is that it's all there at InfoWarsHealth.com. You can sign up there on InfoWarsHealth.com and get the very lowest prices and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. You can call that number and have all your questions answered. InfoWarsHealth.com. Or call the toll-free number there on the site, or pay $10 and become a member and a distributor and get big discounts once you become a member and gotten your member number, or just buy it straight off the site. Again, InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com to learn more about becoming a full-fledged distributor and the different systems involved there. Lastly, it's also important to filter your water and not drink Pepsi. And by the way, Coke's got a lot of bad stuff in it as well. Notice Pepsi's mainly marketed to minorities and poor people. And if you look at who heads up Pepsi, it's top Bilderberg people. It's not a mistake they put fetal cells in the flavoring. It's not a mistake it's got all these carcinogens. It's not a mistake that all this is going on. It's important to filter your water, and I've researched the very best gravity-fed filter for my home and my RV when I'm on the road. And it is the ProPure system, 10% off of promo code water. We've got all their systems, the side-by-side comparisons, InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the ProPure systems today. And if you've already got one and you want to help your family, friends, neighbors, your business, your office, buy one. Bring it into the office, even if you're not the owner or the manager. Say, hey, can I put one of these great filters that does tens of thousands of gallons without replacing the Pro One filters that take out the fluoride, you name it? And give that gift, and then support this broadcast as well. We could not be doing this without all of you. But that's the type of do-gooding that needs to be done. You've got kids that have moved off and got their own kids. Are your grandkids drinking tap water? Are they drinking most bottle water? Is city water with fluoride and everything in it? It's a big joke. They just ionize it a little bit to get the bad smell out of it. You need to be drinking water you filter that you know. Even if you've got well water, I'm on a well water and rainwater collection. I still run it through a ProPure. And then for cooking, we've got reverse osmosis, but you need the good minerals to still come through. I'm done pitching it. ProPure, the Pro One filters, all of it. InfoWarsStore.com, or you can call 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And please support our local AM and FM affiliates. Spread the word about their local sponsors. Become a sponsor and spread the word about the show or however you're listening. Okay, let's go to your calls. Dave in Nevada, you're on the radio. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call, Alex. First-time caller, long-time listener. Great to speak with you. I'd like to... A couple of points here, please, if I may. I'd like to encourage everybody out to start looking into some ham radios for emergency communications when the cell towers go down. When the internet goes down, we got to have a way to communicate. You can get them on Amazon handhelds for under $40. Next thing, it's a real shame. I had an epiphany the other day that it's a shame that your show is not translated into Spanish. Although I don't speak Spanish, I think it'd be major if the Hispanic community could get your message.
I hear you. Look, people are constantly asking us to do Spanish reports. I need to be able to hire like three people to be able to do that, even with a radio version or a TV version. It is absolutely what's needed with 700 plus million people worldwide that Spanish is their primary language. And because our main goal is not just making money, our main goal is reaching people, period. You know, that's why most radio shows have a target audience, or they have a target group or a target country. We're targeting the world. I mean, this is the real voice of liberty, the real voice of America, the real voice of the Republic, in my view. And that's what we're doing. And that's why I pay to be on WWCR, what is it, to like 8 hours a day, 100,000 watts worldwide. Even though it doesn't really bring the capital back in to pay for itself, I pay to be on there because I get letters from African kids at a missionary school, orphans and kids in China, because English is the world language. A lot of people don't speak it, but if there's one language the most do, it's English. They estimate there's 3 billion people plus that have decent English. 4+ billion, the last numbers I saw, that have some, you know, pidgin English. So, yes, we need to reach those 700 to 800 million people that speak Spanish and also cover those type of issues. It's just that I right now, that's why I just did like a four-minute plug. I hardly ever even plug. I am expending more money than I'm bringing in. I'm spending backup capital that we had because I thought, well, we better have some backup capital around here, you know, in case something ever bad happens. I'm just like, you know what, I'm not going to wait for that to happen. I'm going all out everything. And so I hear you. We need to do Spanish. God bless you, Dave. I appreciate your call. I use a ham radio with these cell phone calls, too. I can barely hear them sometimes, but I swear the phones are getting worse. Let's go to Will in Texas. You're on the air, Will.
Hello, Alex Jones.
Hey, buddy.
Pleasure to speak to you, man. 13-year listener. I'm calling today to share something with you and the listeners. My partner and I just published an open source invention. It's called Robot Gardener, and it's an open source raised bed beyond organic garden that you can interface with over your phone or computer and even automate if you want. And it's open source. It's on robotgardener.com. You can find us on Facebook, Google+, Instructables, build it yourself, and have healthy food in your backyard conveniently.
And then a smartphone does it for you?
Yes, sir. If you connect with a static IP, you can do it over your smartphone. But, yeah, we want people to be healthy and independent. And
it sends a robot out to do the gardening?
It's actually a unit. It's a garden unit, and it has sensors and response mechanisms. So we just call it Robot Garden.
Sounds pretty interesting. And I personally myself like to dig and plant the plants myself, and that's kind of the fun. But I guess, is that for if you're out of town or something and the robot does it?
Exactly. Right. Most people have these 21st century lifestyles, and they're never home to take care of their garden. So this way it doesn't die whenever you're on the other side of the world. You can just get on your device and interface with it and monitor it and everything.
And then your smart meter, it can interface with it and transmit all the data to the NSA?
Well, I mean, we need to take responsibility for our technology in the future.
Alex. No, listen, I'm all about taking over technology. I agree with you. The way to not, you do this is not be involved in technology, then the globalists totally dominate it. We need to be involved in technology, but also involved in totally off-the-grid, independent systems. We should be multifaceted. I appreciate your call. Good to have you on board for 13 years. I'll definitely check that out. I'm trying to think here about a point I was going to make about the NSA. I was just thinking about how if you leak some of the private info of the giant sprawling government, they call it espionage and terrorism and say Snowden should be executed. But when they spy on you illegally, it's called keeping you safe. I mean, it's just so asinine. It's the same thing as pulling up to a cop and saying, "Hi, I'd like to search your vehicle." I don't recommend you do that yourself. You'll probably get taken to jail. How dare you? But how about we're like, how dare you want to search my car with no probable cause? See how whacked it's all gotten? How upside down it's all gotten? Let's go to Christopher in Tennessee. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, brother.
That threw me off. I was calling. I had a couple points I wanted to talk to you about today, man. Main topic, obviously, is this whole Zimmerman thing. And it irks me that the powers that be are doing this. They've always done this. They've used this whole divide and conquer strategy to get us. And I think that the reason they're making such a big deal out of it now and doing everything that they're doing and pushing it as hard as they are is because, you know, they know we're winning. And so they've got to, you know, try to bring the people against each other even more so than they used to have to, you know?
No, exactly. And then the federal family will get involved in all our lives and militarize things to stop all the racial division. And then everybody gets hyper racially aware, and they're like, oh, you don't like socialism? That's racist. You don't want to have an abortion? That's racist. You won't do what we say? That's racist. So it can just become a politically correct programming point when they're the ones literally throwing the gasoline on the fire. And again, Democratic Party ran the Klan, ran the South, and when they couldn't do that anymore and people had totally turned against it, they then became the race pimps of the so-called minorities that are really now the majority. And that's why I saw articles like the celebration in the news, you know, of the liberals, which are really just anti-human. Oh, thank God, less whites being born than are dying. And I remember in all my college classes, that's why I didn't keep going. I went 2 years. I was about to go to UT. Was at ACC for 2 years just finding out what I wanted to do while I worked a part-time job. Really, I had two jobs. I appreciate your call, sir. And every class, it was always white people doing it. I'd walk in, and it'd be anthropology class, it'd be sociology, it'd be archaeology, you know, 101, and it would be, white people are inherently bad. Thank God they'll all be bred with other people soon. Here is a picture of what they estimate by 2100 what will look like. A mixed person. This is the way to go. And it's like, it was like anti-white. I mean, everybody knows that's going on. And I'm sitting there, and it's like, next up, guns are bad. White men are bad. All sex is rape. And I'd go in an algebra class because I wasn't good at math. That was my one problem. So I was like taking high school stuff again. My scores were so low. I'm like, I barely remember this in high school. Now I'm trying to figure this out again. And it was like trigonometry, too. And I had a black professor, lady who'd actually gone to Africa and tried to help people. And there wasn't any of that from her. She was like, it's so horrible. You've never seen anything like it. And she would actually talk about, you know, just the corruption of overall society. But, I mean, every white professor I had, you would go to learn Texas history. You'd go take, because you had to take that in Texas, so I took it. And it was nothing but anti-American garbage. I mean, just totally, so you'll be absolutely guilty and do what they say so they can then sell you on their agenda. Had nothing to do, but boy, you want to get thrown out of the class. This has been in the news. You go, why do we abort most of the minorities? And then the lip licking will start, because the real truth is the real Klan is not, you know, in little trailer parks. Nothing wrong with trailer parks, you know what I mean, with no teeth or whatever. The real Klan is posing as liberals. And when you talk to a, quote, real liberal, I don't care if they're black or white, at the end of the day, they'll say there are too many people. There are too many of these unwanted kids. And I've had black people to my face, including a guy we flew down here to be interviewed for a film, and I don't even know what to do with it, a couple of years ago now. We went out to dinner with him afterwards, and he was just like, no, there are too many black people. And I'm for abortion. And you know, the state doesn't really have a need. And I'm just like, whoa. It's like this. You find out that the real beyond racism, the exterminism. But, hey, Michael Jackson's out there telling black folks, you know, at his peak, get your Pepsi. And it's had the carcinogen in it the whole time. And it's so insane. It's so off the charts. It's so over the top that's why we may fail and fall, is because just the average person has no idea how they're under attack. And even if they did, they have so low views of themselves. I don't care who you are, black, white, doesn't matter, that they can't believe that they could fight it. You fight it. Like Professor Griff said, he was at a hotel, didn't know the food was organic. They couldn't tell him. Here in Austin, he just pushed the food back and said, you know what? I just won't eat. And I've caught myself on the road or at restaurants just eating and giving my kids whatever. And me and my wife talked about this. We said, we're only going to certified organic restaurants now. We're going to take our food with us when we go on the road. And why wouldn't we? I'm a bad person. I know all this, and I sit there and feed my kids GMO, and not even a fast food place, but a restaurant, and then they act bad. Well, of course they act bad. The corn, the wheat, all of it has pesticide in it. And what does pesticide do? It acts as an amphetamine, generally. I'm giving my kids poison. That's why I don't want you calling and telling me how great I am, folks, because here's the deal. I'm weak. I know all this stuff. And I can't implement one-tenth of what I know. And I'm desperate and I'm frustrated. And I'm like a mother. You know these famous cases of mothers where they picked up a whole car off their kid, breaking world weightlifting records, and no one knows how they do it? It's because we have governors in our minds that hold us back so we don't hurt ourselves. But in an emergency, the governor's gone. And the mother may blow, you know, her hips and every vertebra in her back, but she's going to get that car off her child screaming for help. That's when the mother turns on the real instinct, or a father turns on the real instinct. And we culturally have to turn on that type of instinct and just tell ourselves the feeling is repenting. And even if I don't believe in God, we should be on our knees crying in the middle of the night over this. I mean, it's a fact, the corn and stuff they feed us sterilizes and gives giant tumors to all the rats and rodents, guinea pigs. I mean, you can go look at the studies, just type guinea pigs or rats and GMO. I mean, they're killing us. And I deserve to be punched in the face. By the way, I don't like being punched in the face. I'm not into sadomasochism. I'm saying at a gut level, I need to be kicked in the butt to get moving. I do not need to be thanked by people. Okay? I mean, that's how much trouble we're in here, folks. We got to get this car up off of our culture. And that means we got to give it all, and we got to charge through it and just, lift it up now or die trying. And you got to hate the enemy. I'm sorry. These people are scum, and your enemy want to murder you and your family. And I don't care what they do to me. I'm going to tell the truth. We're under total scientific attack, okay? It's going on. You know what's going on. And these people are our enemy.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There may be a hidden danger lurking in our homes.
And without the right equipment,
you'll never know it's there.
Maser instruments detect all forms of nuclear radiation, including alpha, beta, gamma, and x-rays. And are always on, just like your smoke alarm. Detecting, measuring, and monitoring nuclear radiation. Made in America. Laboratory grade. And EMP resistant. If you can't reliably measure nuclear radiation, you're not fully prepared. But now you can be. At MaserInstruments.com. Spelled M-A-Z-U-R, Instruments.com.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Ralston here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I say I shot the sheriff, but I swear it was in self-defense. Yeah. Yeah.
defending himself. Which is terrorist. We're back live, folks. I'm going to go to some of your calls in the next segment. Then William F. Jasper will be with us about 40 minutes. I'm going to continue with calls. And I'm going into the fourth hour with Staff Sergeant Biggs with updates, with his talk with the police and others who were suppressing the police report on Michael Hastings' car blowing up. And finally, local TV and newspapers are going, this is suspicious. And the government's saying, don't be conspiracy theorists. Don't question us. What have governments said when they've been caught stealing political dissidents' organs in China and other places? That was called a conspiracy theory, and then later it's just a fact. They want you to trust them, and it's time for that to stop. Our founders said, and common sense states, don't trust big, powerful, centralized groups. Keep it small. Keep on a short leash, or you're going to go on a leash. And now we're going on a leash, folks. We forgot what made this country great, not that we've been perfect. By the way, I just threw part of my lunch away that I do not know is organic. I am going to start today just religiously not eating anything that's not organic. I was talking to a guy yesterday who started only eating at a Mexican food restaurant by his house near downtown for a few months, and he lost 50 pounds because it's all certified organic. And it's open morning, lunch, and dinner. He just picks his food up. He said, just because it's easy, I'll eat nothing but this. He said, a lot of it's, you know, tasty Mexican food, fattening. And he's lost 50 pounds. 50 pounds. And he said, other people are doing it. I talked to engineers and folks that go to Eastern Europe. They don't have any GMO. I mean, you can go smoke cigarettes, get drunk every night, eat giant roast. Everybody just loses weight. That's what happens to the rats. When you eat GMO, they're all poisoned. Your body puts on fat trying to protect itself. That's when you don't even drink enough water, you'll get puffy. As your body starts trying to, you know, protect the cells by saving whatever water it's got. Look at some of the news here. I've got to start getting to this news. Look at this. Lawmaker demands the National Guard patrol the streets of Chicago to stop gun violence. See how that works? Oh, there's never going to be troops on the streets. No, just a permanent presence if they have their way. Look at these type of headlines. You got to love some of these headlines. They're going to have illegal aliens, basically, run the polling places in California. It said per polling place can have 5 non-citizens run it. Why not? You got the non-citizens voting. Absolutely out of control. Yeah, and we have that article up on Infowars.com with the lawmaker calling for it if you want to see that. The surviving brother of the patsies of the Boston bombing has pled not guilty. But we never hear what he actually was saying. He's not guilty. But we know they yelled. The brothers yelled at the media and the police, we didn't do it, we didn't do it. Witnesses said that. They killed a bunch of the witnesses, FBI agents, friends that knew him. The FBI goes to their house and shoots them in the top of the head, and it turns out the person did nothing. I mean, they're killing people. It was clearly a drill. The drill's confirmed. The older brother was on the CIA payroll. That's all come out. And now he comes in with his hands in cast, Lord knows what I've been doing to him, and says, not guilty. So the vestige of the court system, remember they shot the boat up, said he shot it, and turned out he didn't. They were trying to kill him. When he climbed out, the news feed had that feed. I saw the cops, heard them, but was watching the news feed on a video feed on Ustream. Say, oh no, the media's there. So they couldn't kill him.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have 2 or 3 filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.